everybody, and welcome to Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, The Rhino, and thank you all so much for listening, and thank you all so much for giving me feedback and providing me different ways to help you guys out on your sports journeys. I know it's been a very content-heavy, but it's still March Madness, and it's still happening. Every day it's getting closer and closer. There is so many different options. There's so many different things we can be talking about. There's just so much going on. And we have got to get ready for it because it is coming soon. We have to know what we're in for, what we are working with, and how we can keep pushing that thing forward. There is so much happening right now because it is March Madness. March Madness, like I've talked about, is there is honestly the potential for little under 70 teams to win the NCAA men's or women's conference championship. That is so crucial. And why not talk about it again? Because we need to break this down. Because now we have our first bracket release. Yes, I said it, team. Our first bracket release. I cannot believe we're even at this point. But the bracket release is here. And it's here to stay. So, let's just give a little heads up on what is going on with the brackets. There is a lot to talk about with the brackets. It will be on Selection Sunday, which is March 17th. Book that in your calendars. That's 5 days from now. There will be brackets all over your campus. Wherever you're walking around, there will be brackets. Brackets are what is on for the conference, for the championship. Every single team has a chance to win the title. There's 68 teams who can potentially win the title. There's a few that you genuinely believe in, that you think have the most chance, that think they can give the most to the team. And they're the people that think that this team is going to dominate. This team is going to win. And we need to play this out. There is a top overall seed, and they have Purdue. Now, Purdue recently got toppled, I'm pretty sure a few months ago, by Nebraska. So there's a lot of different things going on with Purdue, but they are the top overall seed. So, with the teams that I would recommend that you need to all keep an eye on is Alabama and BYU. Those two teams haven't really shown themselves in the potential divisions, so you need to keep an eye on them because you don't know whether they're going to bring their A game or they're not going to bring their A game. That is a key team you should keep an eye on. And the last team in is Indiana State. Indiana State is, they are been working really hard. They have a star talent that's kind of pushing them forward to be the very best that they can be. And Indiana State could potentially play Clemson. Clemson is a monster. Clemson has played in a lot of different areas and they played in a lot of different fields. And you don't know what's going to happen with Clemson. So you need to keep an eye on that one moving forward. So, as I've said every single time I've talked about March Madness means that all 68 teams that I'm seeing on this really rough bracket that could potentially be the next bracket, all of these teams have a potential to win. And the beauty of it is you can find the city or location where the games will be played. So if you live in one of those cities, you may get to see some games of teams that you didn't expect you would see. And they usually have tickets that are at better prices and better rates. And you're able to see a lot of different games at a lot of different times. So Check your available calendars. I see a couple of locations such as Indianapolis, Brooklyn, Spokane, Washington, Salt Lake, Omaha, Nebraska, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Charlotte, Memphis, Pittsburgh, Spokane, Washington, Omaha again, Brooklyn, Salt Lake, and Memphis. Those are just a list of the few cities that will provide an opportunity to get to see some of these teams in action. So, when you're reading a bracket, it depends on how you want to pick it. You can go off of ESPN or the other statisticians out there and look for the best teams that you think would make the best runs in the playoffs. But remember, with March Madness, it is anyone's ballgame. One of the slogans of March Madness, if I remember correctly, was win or go home. That was a slogan for March Madness. You never know with March Madness whether this team's going to make it or this team's going to fall. There are teams that I've seen be one seeds or two seeds or even 10 seeds who just topple. And there's so many different ways that these teams will topple. And you never know until the game starts. You have to go into each game with your A game, playing your best basketball and continuing to play that good basketball. If you don't bring that good basketball, your team will be devastated and your team will get crushed. So be careful with that as you're picking your brackets. But also have fun with your brackets in the same vein. Like, you need to have fun with your bracket because this is fun. People enjoy doing this. They love seeing, is Nevada going to beat Richmond? Is Purdue going to beat Grambling State? Is South Carolina going to beat Grand Canyon? Is Kansas going to beat Samford? We don't know. All of these games are so potential. There's no game that's going to guarantee a team an opportunity. There's no team that is the dominant team. There's teams that we look at and we say, wow, that team is crushing it. But you cannot guarantee that because you're working with college students, as well as each of these teams has an incredible weight on their shoulders. They have to bring their A game every single night they step on the March Madness court. So, yes, it's important to have a good league wins or however many wins you've won during the regular season, but that's more for seeding purposes. You want to get a decent seed so that maybe your first game isn't as challenging. But I've seen some games where there's been a two seed, and for example, like Arizona could get knocked off by Montana. We don't know. If Arizona decides we are going to miss every shot and Montana just starts crushing every shot, the game's over. Montana wins. And there's so many times where I've seen that. I've seen Duke get blown out. I've seen North Carolina get crushed. Every single team has had a chance and has faltered because of all these different interactions. So, when you're reading the brackets, you can either pick based on stats or pick based on your heart. What teams you think are going to want it more. And that is a key thing I'm going to leave you with today. So, thank you all so much for listening. Keep on rating and subscribing this podcast. I love seeing new updates to this podcast and seeing what's going on, how people are interacting with it, and what they're finding unique about this podcast. Another thing with the brackets is pick teams that you're favored for and try to look for locations near you because these games are really fun to watch and you get to see a lot of different players and a lot of different talent. So that's my few tips for you guys, and I hope that you guys continue to use them and that you guys continue to use them as you move forward. So thank you all so much for listening, and tell your friends and family about this. I love getting to share this with each and every one of you. Remember that each and every part of this podcast is all about helping you guys see what the best type of sports things are going on right now and why, how you can be a part of it. I don't want to single anybody out. I don't want to make people feel like outcasts. I just want people to know about the sports and what the sports are bringing to the table. So thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.